Well, hello there. How are ye?
Are you doing good?
Yeah? I'm listening to Cafe Del Mar as usual. I'm going to actually sit back, way back from the microphone because I can tend to shout like, all right, girl, that's the story. You know, it seems like I can do a very good impression of him, can't I? All right, lad, what's happening? Whoop, whoop. Oh, he's so fucking loud. So I'll come away back from the microphone because I don't want to be grating people's ears at all, you know. I'm listening to Cafe Del Mar and I'm having my coffee, which is, it's fucking strong. So be prepared. Oh my God, he's on crack. But it's cool. It's not, what I mean by it's not too hot. That is cool, isn't it? What I mean is not too, you know, because it's very, very warm here. I mean, the last 2 weeks, the humidity has been unbelievable. Oh my God. And I'm trying to make audios and then it's like, I come back from the gym, I do a workout and I come back and I do an audio and I'm like, what is the point in having a shower? And I'm like, ah. So now I come back from the gym after my shower, making an audio, back up for a shower because it's just a workout and a half. And I mean, like, you know, people that make audios, especially in the guys' side of things, if you're not being physical, I think, you know, what's the point? You know, with this type of erotica anyway, you can read erotica as well, you know. But if you're just sitting there going like, oh, baby, you are so sexy. Oh, listen to me, stroke my penis for you. Why isn't there any sound off it? I don't know, but... So the humidity is unbelievable here and it's boiling hot. So, and I'm going to be coffee buzzed in a few minutes. So I just wanted to catch up with you because, you know, I haven't been relaying information back. And, you know, that's a bit silly of me because, you know, people can assume stuff and all that. So I've just been so busy lately. I'm literally working around the clock, you know, with work and with audio. And I'm kind of dedicating more of my time to audio, you know, and actually building my work life around the audio, which is good because it's just a sign that I'm going to do that transition, you know, which will come soon, very soon. If I give you an example now, yesterday morning I got up at 4 a.m. I was in work for about 5. And I worked till about 12. I came home. I went for a sleep. I got up. I made audios. I went to the gym. I came back. I had something to eat. Made audios. Went to bed around 12 o'clock. Finished up making audios about 12 o'clock last night. And I slept for about maybe 5 or 6 hours. Got up. Went to the gym. Went shopping. Isn't this very interesting? Came home, have something to eat, went for a sleep, got up, made it. So I'm actually like, I'm not sleeping like, you know, like a normal person with 8 hours a day or whatever, 7 hours a day. I'm actually sleeping like in naps. Napster. I'm a Napster. But, you know, I prefer it that way. It gives me more room to work and I just feel more energetic when I do that as well. Like, do you ever do that when you sleep? Like, and you sleep, say, 9 or 10 hours and you get up and you're just hammered, you're like, what the hell? You think you'd be refreshed, but you're actually worse. So people, like, they don't really understand when you get into this. I suppose, why would they? Like, but what happens, like, if you look at that audio now I made there yesterday, the Moncton one, you know, I wrote it probably a while back, but it was someone actually on Patreon requested it. One of you requested a hiking audio and the muse gets trapped, and I said, whoa, this is good. And it actually took me like 9 months, I think about 8 months, to get back to that audio. So if you give me an idea and you're saying he's not doing my idea, hang on another 8 months. Well, you know, that'll tell you how long it took me to get back to it. So but like in that audio, then I put in, like, I suppose it could be the bones, like it could be 8 hours work or maybe 9, you know, altogether. So, and then it's going up on YouTube and it'll probably be just lost with the other audios. You know, and when you're doing it on YouTube now, you're doing it for the love, really. Like, you're doing it for the love of what you do. Which is good as well, you know. Which is good because, you know, if you're kind of motivated by clicks and money and subs on YouTube, you can kind of lose your way, you know. You see a lot of channels doing that, actually. They get so into the money and stuff, they go batshit. I followed a lot of the vegan channels and just some of them have just gone insane, you know, just some of the stuff they do to each other. Do you know, for being vegans, like, and I know there's probably some vegans here and they agree with me, they'd see some of the drama that's going on. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, where's the humor? You know, where's, like, if you're like, like, I'm a real piss taker. I am. I'm a troll. I always call myself a troll with a soul. But trolling isn't about hurting people at all. Trolling is about, it's just basically ball breaking. It's like you set something up and people fall for it and it's nice and kind and it's like, oh, look at this, it's a trick. It's just a trickster or a joker. And if you're trolling, I think if you want to go down that route, you troll yourself. So, like, that's where you have, like, the Gail and Shawnee troll. You know, the two of them going back and forth. It's like, you know, there's no harm in it and it's fun and everybody. And they're two characters in the end. So, like, I mean, I put up a post about Christian Grey. I was about to call him Christian Gale. but I put up a post about him yesterday, like, and it was like, fuck out of the way, Christian Grey tweet. And it would look as if, like, this is what trolling is. It would look as if when you look at that, oh my God, like, he's got a big ego, he's giving out to... No. I'm picking on Christian Grey, who's a fictional character. I didn't say anything about the author. I didn't say anything about the book. No, I think the book is crap. I don't know who the author is, so... whatever. But you know what I mean? That's a troll. That's what a troll does. It looks like something, but when you think about it, it's like, whoa, this isn't... mean at all. It's just like, out of the way, Christian Grey, ha ha ha. I'm Gail, I'm a fictional character. Two fictional characters, it's like Shawnee and Gail having a little pop at each other. It's not serious. Even though Shawnee seems to get a lot of sympathy, which is kind of like, he gets a lot of sympathy, lads, a lot of messages and stuff, you know. He gets a lot of love. And he's actually starting to hit the spot as well. You see, the thing about Shawnee as a character is... Like, if you're writing comedy, you kind of have to write and realize that not everybody's going to love your comedy. Some, like, a lot of comedians will go down, you know, you can see it, like, you know, people like Ricky Gervais, no, and what's that guy's name? Curb Your Enthusiasm. Now, they kind of went after PC a little, you know. They kind of said, like, well, PC's getting a bit out of control, so we're going to go after that a little and we're going to expose the kind of follies of it, or, you know, but not a lot of people will find that funny then because they're like, you know, I'm so into PC, or just people, it just doesn't trigger or work with people. Then you've got comedians that will just get nasty. And some people like the nasty and some people don't. But not everybody will, not everybody's going to like that either. But the thing about Shawnee is, like, not everybody's going to like him either. But he's saying so many things. He's, like, hitting on so many jokes, or, like, phrases or sort of catchphrases, whatever you want to say. He's going to land on something for somebody all the time, you know. There could be like 100 things he'd say, and like you could be like sitting there stone faced for 100 of 99 of them, and then he hit one thing and he's and you can see that, like, you know, I didn't find it funny until he said this. So that's what he's doing. But, you know, the thing about it as well is, like, it's a totally different character. I mean, if you saw Shawnee being acted out, it's the funniest. Oh my God, I'd love to make a video and just show people, the hands are flying everywhere, and it's like, it's the facial expressions are all changed. Even the words that come out, the words are a complete not a surprise. The jokes are a surprise as well. Like, when you do, like, so much of it is off the cuff, you know? So much of it is like, it's just like, what, if you hear the last, if you listen to the last one, when I did my own what do you call that, fuck, my blank mind has gone blank. See, this is what happens when you have too much information in your head. Up against the wall, when I reviewed, what's it called again, I can't even remember what they're called now, reaction audio. So when I did that myself, you can hear I'm actually laughing at two things in that. I'm laughing at the silliness of that audio, and I'm laughing at Shawnee's reaction to it. So, like, me as a person is laughing at two characters. That's why, like, it's so real, that reaction video, because I am actually in stitches at it. Like, the stupidity of the two things. It's like, it's like, oh my God, what the hell is this audio about? And the other way around, and I'm like, what is he talking about? This fella here criticizing it, you know? So, it was just, it's really fun to do. And I'm going to do it as well with a lot of ASMR artists out there. I'm going to start making reaction videos to their pieces, just to bring attention to them as well. And the thing is, as well, I'll make them with really, you know, I'll make them with nice nice bit of humour and there'd be no nastiness, and there's no need for any of that, you know. It's just to draw, like, I'll use compliments and I'll use jokes and stuff. It's a small bit of ball breaking, but, you know, again, it's Shawnee, you know. There's nothing he can do that's bad to anybody, you know, which is interesting as well. He's just so, he's so caught up in himself as well that there's no movement out to get anyone. He doesn't hate anyone, he can't. Like, he's just stuck in his own world of making it, you know, making it, getting there. And that's the thing about him as well, is he's a nerdy man, you know. And I just find failure hilarious, you know. It's just failure is hilarious, because the thing about Shawnee, like most people, when they fail, they'll fail and it's like, oh, the whole world crashes around him. He fails, his whole world crashes around him. He's like, all right, on to the next thing. It's like a moment of like, oh no, the world is sure, I can do this now. That's what he's kind of teaching people as well. There's a lesson in there, you know, which is cool. So, yeah, and I've loads of other ideas for him as well, actually. When I get more time, I'll develop him into a full-time character. It's kind of hard for him as well, because people are trying to understand him, and I'd say if he was... if he was someone that everyone could understand, he'd be hilarious altogether. But then it's, at the same time, there's other people listening to him, they don't even know what he's talking about, they're laughing along. Because he's just a disaster. And he's a mixture of... He's actually, here, if you were living here, if you grew up where I grew up, he wouldn't be anything unusual at all. He would be a small bit zany, but you'd have met these people, you know? You'd have met them. I mean, I do meet them, and I know a lot of them. So he's like a mixture of, like, 10 or 11 of them. I was telling someone, a couple of weeks ago, they were in... a little Pierre ramble that I do sometimes, and I was telling them that I called off to my mom's house a few weeks ago. I can't remember, you know, don't ask me about memory, because but when I called off to my mom, the house that there'll be a few Shawnees living in this house now, you know, and they're well known around the city as well, you know. They're just the stuff that goes on in there, you know. I actually have one full audio in my head of an event that happened in the house, and it's just fucking hilarious. So, but I was over there anyway, and some of the kids were having a birthday party, and, you know, just these bouncy castles. What do you call them in America? I remember I asked you. I think in Europe we call them bouncy castles, and in America something castle. I can't remember. Maybe put me up in it before and taught me. But anyway, they're all the kids are bouncing on the thing. And this house, anyway, for the newcomers that are here. And hi, everyone. Hi, all the newcomers that are here. Yay! There was a show, a movie going back a few years ago, and Ice Cube was in it. It's called Friday. And the two boys are basically in the house, and they're just smoking weed all day long, and they're just stoned out of their minds, and they come outside the door then, and events happen, and that's the exact same thing that happens up there, you know. That's the exact same thing. I mean, I've been out there, I've been with the lads out there, and I've seen stuff happen, and you're like, what the fuck? Their day is completely different to everybody else's day. That's why, like, that's why Shawnee is, he's based on him as well. Like, he seems so zany. But he's like, you know, he's not actually. Anyway, I kind of said already. But you know, the boys there, and they're just stunned, just like smoking, walking in the house, out in and out of the house, like out of their fucking minds and weed. You know, but they're harmless. They're nice guys. Like, they're just, it's just funny. Like, so, but they were having the birthday party anyway, and the bouncy castle, and all the kids are jumping on it. So there's this one kid. And I was looking at him, I was like, look at this fucker, like. But he had, like, a leprechaun beard on, you know, like a red beard, right? And he did, I forget what it was now, it was like a leprechaun suit or a Spider-Man suit or something. I can't remember what it was exactly. But he just kind of fucking sword thing, like, and he was like, rah, I was running around, and he was hitting the kids into the head with the fucking sword, you know, the plastic sword. And I was looking, I was like, what the hell? I was outside my mom's place, and I was looking at him, like, and you know, the music was going and everything, and you know, I call him Fanta-filled fuckers, you know, full of soda, you know, kids just beating each other with. So he was just creaming children, he was just like, pow, 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 and there was children just flying everywhere. But then he started attacking this kid, and I said the kid was only probably about I'd say she was only probably about 1.5 maybe. And he was, and then another young fella as well, and he's baiting the two of them with the fucking sword, like, and I, like, he's going to knock one of them out of Bunksy Castle, and they're going to split their heads off him. So I ran off to him, and I said, hey, I goes, what are you doing? And he's like, ah, he looks at me like this, and he comes down out of the Bunksy Castle, and I'm like, what the fuck? And he's kind of, like a bull, you know, blown out through his nose. And I says, what are you doing? I says, leave the kids alone. And he goes, and he just goes, Gail. And I goes, what? I'm going to shit in your pants. And I'm like, what? And the thing is, like, he meant it. And he starts chasing me. And he's got the sword. And he's like, I'm going to shit in your pants. And he's like, oh, I was just so confused. And you're going to shit in my pants. And he's chasing me around with the sword. And I, like, I call his lads out. And I'm like, lads, come out. And he's like, oh, rabid, like. So they come out and they take him away and get rid of him. Like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, I never changed over there. Like, for all the years I'm going over there, there's something else. I'll go over there. No, actually, after, I have to go over and do some work in my father's house with him. And more work. But yeah, and I'll go over there again and something will happen. You know what I mean? Something will go on. I remember one of them, those two brothers I spoke to you before about, these guys. We were at the party and we sellotaped their hands and their hands onto the chairs of the party and onto each other as well. And they woke up and they were like, they were pissed and they couldn't move. But one of them has a big, huge tick head of hair, you know, and they call him Sheep's Head. So he went in town with the other brother and he was like, I don't know, will I get a razor? He's not the brightest spark, right? Like, and he's like, I don't know, will I get a razor for my head? Like, and the brother's kind of more, he'd be more street smart. Like, and he goes, yeah, yeah. You're going to get, and they're walking through North Main Street in Cork City, and there's a pet shop there. What do you do? He sent the brother into the pet shop, asking him for a head razor, and your man says, we've only razors for dogs. Yeah, the brother came out then, the kind of not so smart, for, and he's chasing him around North Main Street, screaming, like, as he embarrassed him, you know. But that's the kind of stuff they do to each other, but they're, you know, it's just, it's a madhouse. And they go over there in a minute. But you see, like, all these things, that, like, the inspiration that you get from this is just, it's just class. Like, there's, I have a never-ending amount of stories, like, in my head, you know. I just have, like, I often say this, and I said this in Rambles before, that I could write books. I could actually sit down and write, you know, full books right now. I could write down, like, comedies and some of the things that happened when we were, you know, because we grew up in a kind of a crazy place as well, and met a lot of crazy people. So, yeah. So anyway, on the audiobook front, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. I know that I released 50 Shades of Gale Force, and it's up on audiobooks.com. And thanks to everyone that, you know, that retweeted and supported and wrote reviews for it. You know, the reviews are just fantastic, you're writing, because it means a lot, you know. But I'm waiting for it now to get into Audible. Now, my moving in book went to Audible last week, and it went from, like, in Audible there was 15,323 or something erotic titles, and moving in jumped to 380 or something, with no promotion really, you know, because what I'm doing is I'm waiting for Audible to get 50 Shades of Gale Force, because the way they do it or something, if you join them you get two books for the price of one when you join them or something. So I'm going to use that I suppose promotion tool, because in the end, like, it's fair as well, you know, people get two books for one. I think it's just a nice idea, but it's Audible that I really want to make an impact on, you know, because when you get up the ladder there, it's where you kind of get a bit more, you know, you get more notice obviously, and you're getting a bit more comfortable then as well. You can, you know, you can start relaxing and saying, right, I'm going to start doing this for a while, you know. Because, like, when you get to Audible, when you're in there, it's not always going to be erotic either, you know. There are other things that I'm looking at, you know. I can do romance. I really want to get into romance as the years go by. I have some really good ideas for that as well. And I want to get into more sensual romance stuff and that, like that. So, yeah, so it jumped from 15,000 up to 380 or something, or 83 or something like that, which is, you know, I mean, that's a huge jump when you think about it. But, you see, the thing is, like, with this, with the erotica that you're looking at, you know, artists around, there's not a lot of it around, and it's not that well known yet. It's just starting to get to pick up, you know. It's like, it was just unknown for so long. But I think the people just were making it as a kind of hobby. You know, a lot of them were doing, they were making it, and they were doing, like, phone sex. They were signed up to sites, and they were just plowing away in that. And when I kind of came on the scene, I was like, all right, I'm not going to do phone sex because I don't want to do phone sex. I just can't. Anyway, I wouldn't have the time. I was going to, what, answer my phone at 2 o'clock in the morning, fap off and go to work. And like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I was looking, I was saying, like, you need a direction, you know, you need a name, you need a goal. And so my goal was to kind of, my goal really first was to do, was the meditation audios. That was what I wanted to do. It was like, I can create erotic stuff, but I can do some things. And then I started on YouTube. And I think Carlin was on there first. I didn't even know he was there. But like, when I started going on, I convinced a few authors to start up YouTube channels, and they were like, wow, why would you want to do that? That's stupid. And they're like, no, it's not stupid. It's something that's not tapped into yet. And they're like, no. And a lot of them just went, meh. And I spoke to a lot of them about books as well. They're like, meh, you know. But you know, what can you do? You know, some people just do it as a hobby. And I kind of admire those people as well, because you always keep in mind when you see people out in YouTube making these things, they're not getting anything for it really. Like, it's a lot of them do it for the love of it, you know. They do it for just because it's nice. Now maybe there's a bit of attention seeking in some, I don't know, I really don't know, but from what I can see, 95% of people are just genuinely interested in it, and they like, they get, there is a lot of satisfaction for making something that touches people, you know. Oh my god, am I gonna make dildos next? But what the fuck. But you know, so yeah, so we'll give it another few weeks anyway, and with the audiobooks now and stuff like that, and we'll see what's going on. I am looking at a soundproof room, which, you know, hopefully will fit somewhere, because the thing is huge. My house will just be a soundproof room. But I was thinking of building a little area and putting the soundproof room into the area, you know, soundproof in a soundproof room, you know, just be like, yeah. Be like, you know, I mean, but like, if I build a soundproof room anyway, it'll be mostly for meditation stuff and that. Where, like, I'm still working with the meditation researchers and doctors who have been really nice to me. Now I have to get back to them. Oh my god, I made an audio last week and I have to do some corrections in it, and it's like, oh, I just didn't get back to you. That just goes to show you how busy I can be. And I'm actually in the process of fixing one for them, which is really exciting as well. It was really good, you know, chance to be kind of recognized, and to be kind of like co-writing, you know, like they're giving me their expertise in some subjects, because, you know, when you think of like meditation audios, you think like, oh yeah, just do meditation audios, sleep relax, but when it's for specific groups, you need to have like medical knowledge, because you just can't, oh, I can do this, and what happens if it doesn't work, you know? What happens if it makes people feel in a bad way, or it does something the opposite of what it's supposed to do? So with their expertise and I suppose my artistry, would I call it that? My voice. We're going to do some great things, and we've already done some really good work, and it's been really interesting and a really good experience as well. Not a lot of people get to do this, you know, they just don't, you know, and I was just very lucky as well that I kind of stood out, or, you know, the people that contacted me kind of liked what they were listening to. So, yeah, it's really sweet. So, my plans anyway for the next, as I said to people, I'm going to be busy for the next 3 weeks or so, because what's happening there is that, where I work, they give the person that's kind of teamed with me time off for a month without even asking me about it or anything. So what they did is essentially back me into a corner, and they lumped me with her work and just didn't give a damn. And it was like, I was like, how the hell did you get away with this, you know? And when I found out, then it was too late to do anything about it, because the girl that I was teamed up with, she had holidays booked in and everything. She never told me either. She should have probably said it to me, but I was like, holy fuck. And I was supposed to go away on holidays this month. I was supposed to go away on the last 2 weeks of July, and I was supposed to meet my brother in Croatia again. And I was lucky that he was staying there again till mid-August. You know, I was so lucky, because sometimes he goes from his July to to August, you know, and he'll sometimes go from July to the 1st of August, you know, 1st of July to 1st of August, but this year he actually was overlapping into August by 2 weeks, and I was like, fuck, I was lucky, like, because I'd be over there on my own. Oh, the hell. And I'm going there in August for 2 weeks, which I'm really looking forward to again. I was over there last year, but when I was with my two brothers, the younger fella and the two younger fellas, actually, one fella's was just mental, you know, he was mental, like he was drinking and he was like wild, you know, partying. And he kind of like stifled me then as well over there, because I'd be more active, you know, I'd be more, like there was times there I was, you know, I'd be walking home and I'm there in Croatia, if anybody knows, it's all big on hills, you know, it's like, you know, it's, you know, steep hills and stuff like that. So he's behind me like, and I'm like, Jesus, fuck. Like, come on, will ya? And he's like, I can't, because he was drinking and he was partying, you know, he was just, you know, which I just can't understand it, because you know, I'm in a hot country like that, you know, hitting up to 37, 38 degrees. like, it's mental to do that to yourself. But he kind of stifled me and he kind of kept me from doing a lot of what I wanted to do. Now, the other fella is a bit more adventurous, he's a bit more life in him, you know. But the two of them teamed up and they were just basically out, and I'd go out with them then for a while and I just get kind of bored, because after, you know, 4 or 5 drinks, they're talking shit like, remember when we were young and you said this, and I'm like, okay, bye-bye. And so I go to bed and I wake up in the morning, I go for a jog, and like, I actually, you know, I've seen parts of Croatia that the two of them never will. And, you know, one fella's going there for the last about 5 or 6 years. And, you know, that's the kind of the sad thing about, you know, when you go partying like that, it's what you forget. Like, I did the very end when I was in Dubrovnik with the other fella, the younger fella, and he was like, I was like, he was just shattered, you know, he was bait, like, and I was like, oh my God, but you're wrecked. And he was like, oh, no, it's the worst holiday I ever had in my life, and I hate the place. And I says, you do, because you destroyed yourself over here, you know, you just non-stop, you know. And it's like, fucking hell. But so now I'm free of that shackle. Free of those shackles. So I'll be going scuba diving and I'll be doing this and that. And the thing is as well about a holiday like this is that, you know, when you're simple living like I am, you just, all you have to do is get there, you know. My accommodation is already done, you know. You just, it's first cheap over there. I mean, you could eat in probably like 10, probably like what's equivalent to probably like $10 a day or something like that, you know. You could, like, I mean, no problem at all. And, you know, you just, it's just an easy holiday. There's, you know, and it's such a beautiful place as well. So I have 2 weeks there. And do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do some vlogging for Patreon. So I'll, because, you know, I will have some audios ready. You know, I'll always have audios ready. Even if you think that I'm kind of slacking or whatever, there's always something in the mix, you know. Always remember that there's something coming. Just when you think, you know, he's coming out with something. So even if there's a kind of a gap sometimes, just hang on and... You know, I'm probably, like, you know, one of the most active Patreon creators and of this type out there, because I just love to be active. I love to be fair. Like, I mean, if you people are supporting you, you just, you know, why not, you know, give it back, like. So, you know, why not, you know, why, like, I don't understand why you can just support nothing, take my foot off the gas. No. Like, no, not for me. It's like, I'm not taking my foot off the gas. I'm going to do more and get more creative. And, you know, be a better artist, whatever you want to call me. Yeah, so I'm going to vlog from there. I'm going to be vlogging like mad, by like a mad thing. And showing people around what's going down. And where, because this time I'm kind of traveling around to a few islands, which would be really nice. I did travel to like probably 3 or 4 last year. I can't remember. Well, at this time I'm probably doing like 10, maybe. I'd have to look at the itinerary and sort out what's going on. So I'm doing about a week of traveling, just moving around, not too much traveling, just, you know, moving from island to island. And then the last week, then I'll reach my destination and just chill the fuck out and just, you know, do some running and stuff and, yeah, enjoy it. I'm going back to one of my favourite places as well. That's called Hvar. Hvar! It's like a little sea village. That, oh my God, it's just, oh, it's beautiful there. It's probably one of the most beautiful cities I've seen in my life. It's like a village, maybe. but it's just one of the most beautiful places, so I can't wait to get back there. I mean, it's, you know, when you visit some places, I visited, there's a few places like that now. It's like, I suppose most places I visit, I kind of pine after, but it was like that in Boston, it was like that in Sydney. I traveled through all of France, and I just love France, because I think, like, you know, my heritage is kind of back. I got that feeling, you know, people tell you that when they go to some countries, you see a lot of American people that do it, and English people as well, when they get over here, you know, they'd have a lot of relatives and they'd go, fuck, this is home. I know Jeremy Irons, I think the actor, he bought a house in what did he buy it? It's not Skibbereen, no. Oh God, I go there sometimes. I go everywhere sometimes. where'd he go? I think he'll be there in a few minutes. But he actually, when he came to Ireland first, he said, holy fuck, I'm Irish, you know? And he's English, like, and he was like, no, he's like, but he did this show then, Who Do You Think You Are? And it goes through your heritage, and they find out where you were, you know, who was your relatives and all that, and they track them all down, and then in the end, they found out that he had no Irish blood in him whatsoever, and he was absolutely gutted. But it didn't matter in the end, like, I mean, you could go, like, you could travel to any place in the world and say, I belong here, you know, it's just something that clicks. It's like, whoa, this feels so, I was like that in Croatia, like, I mean, I got over and I was like, because I don't like sun holidays, I don't like being around the pool, I don't like this kind of, you know, being around the pool all day long, listening to music, drinking cocktails. It's not, I'm just too hot, I just, for me, I had a few of those holidays, and I just walked, and I found gyms, and I would go up around the rural areas, because just sitting static in the one place, and it's just like, oh yeah, sun, whatever. You know, yeah, I'm just sitting at the pool, yeah, you're all looking beautiful, yeah, pool, you're jumping in and out, yeah, having a drink, slice of pizza, yeah. So for me, it was like, nah, I need to be moving, I need to be seeing things, I like culture, and I like, seeing different places and talking to different people. And I spoke to a lot of people in Croatia. I spoke to some really nice people, and a lot of the people around the villages and towns, and so it was really cool. I can't wait to get back there. So I think I kept you for, what's that, a half an hour? Oh my God, so long. So that's about it anyway. I have some more audios coming up, and I have some experimental audios and stuff coming up, so hold tight. As always, hold tight. And I just want to say as well, as I always say, thanks very much for your support and for staying with me, and for the laugh on Twitter as well. If any of you are, I know I'm kind of on and off Twitter lately, but I'll get back around to it again, and I'll get Shawnee back out there, and we'll have a laugh again. It's just that sometimes I literally haven't got the time, you know. I haven't, like, I mean, if you just, like, just try to think of it, like, I mean, I'm literally swamped. So to even to spend an hour on Twitter, or a half an hour on Twitter, is like, I can log in and out, and I do follow the threads. I get, like, if I've a break rant and at work, and it's not, you know, it's not nice to be, you know, tweeting at work when you're around your friends. But I often, I'd be sniggering and laughing, and the gifs, or the gifs, or whatever you want to call them, I'd just be like, I'd be busting my ass laughing, like, why laughing at nothing. So I do kind of, you know, I do checking in out, and I check in the Patreon, and I laugh at the comments, and I read a lot of the bands that's going on there as well. So it's not like, and it's even as well, when people send me messages, I read them, you know. It's, just because I don't reply doesn't mean I'm not reading them, you know. I am reading them, and I you know, I try to keep as much information in my head as I can. I try to be as sensitive as I can. But even if it takes me a few days to get back, or a week, I still read the message. Like, I still, you know, I took it in. So I'm going to let you all go so you can enjoy your Saturday. And I'm going to upload this. And then I have to go over to my dad's house and work on pipe work. Ugh! In a boiling hot house. Ugh! But you know what? Those lads over in the house might have something for me. They might have another bit of a banter spell for me. So I'll call over there and I'll have a look, see if there's anyone I want to shit in my pants. This is just unbelievable, isn't it? I want to shit in your pants. I think it's probably one of the worst things a child has ever said to me. I'd be waiting for him to say, I'm going to hit you with a sword in the face. Why am I shitting your pants? Oh, I don't know. But I think I'm a bit buzzed as well from the coffee. Coffee buzz. So, oh yeah, one more thing I have to mention as well is that as far as I know, Patreon is going into live stream. It has a beta live stream set up at the moment, so it won't be long before. Now, I did speak to one or two of you that were helping me out in the background as well, and I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm not the best tech-wise like that. You know, I'm just, I'm poor. But I got a message then from them saying that they're testing live stream function soon, so that should be really cool. I mean, like, they badly need one, you know. To be fair, because I know, like, I've watched some other authors, audio creators, whatever, and they're having a lot of problems with it, you know. They're having a lot of problems with the thing. So I'm gonna let you all go, and I'm gonna let you enjoy your Saturday, and I hope this has cleared up a small bit of stuff, and I hope I didn't repeat myself, because I actually started this audio and about 10 minutes through, it went off for some reason, and I had to go back and I had to record it. So if I repeated myself a few times, I'm not going senile. Not yet. All right. So I'll catch up with you later, lads. Thanks very much. Bye bye.